Each year, school buses across the country emit 3,000 tons of cancer-causing soot and more than 95,000 tons of smog compound. According to a report from Jared Polis' office, the transportation sector is one of the largest contributors to greenhouse gas pollution in Colorado. One school district in the Denver metropolitan area is taking initiative to update and replace its fleet of school buses. Recently, we talked to Albert Samara, the Executive Director of Transportation for Denver Public Schools, and he has been overseeing the transition to electric school buses. Thank you for joining me, Albert. Can you please explain to me the transition that Denver Public Schools has been doing over the past couple of years?
Currently, we're purchasing electric vehicles. We don't have any that we're planning to modify into electric vehicles right now. However, a lot of this became available to DPS as grants became available, because obviously the big problem with buying electric buses currently is paying for innovation. So, a regular diesel or gasoline bus costs about $120,000. An electric bus is about $420,000. So those grants had to become available in order for DPS to be able to take advantage of the grant pricing.
There was some recent news where Bluebird is partnering up with a local company here in Longmont, where basically school districts could retrofit their existing fleet of buses into electric vehicles. Do you think that the PS might look into this solution to retrofit and change all of their fleet?
I think it depends on the reliability of those units. Right now, Bluebird is working with Cummins, and Cummins is providing the electric platform in their new buses. Now, if there is opportunities in the future for retrofitting buses with electric power plants, I think it would depend on whether they're reliable, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we're providing reliable service to our students. So it's going to depend on innovation and reliability, safety.
And according to a report, DPS plans to use one electric school bus for the upcoming 2022 and 2023 school year. When does DPS plan to retire the old fleet of diesel buses? And is DPS planning to buy any more of these buses? And how are they going to replace them over the years?
So the entire fleet of DPS is about 320 units. Well, we're going to be using about 200 buses this year. And we have one bus that is currently purchased, and we have two on order. Now, we did put in a grant for 25 more electric buses, but that grant hasn't been awarded yet. So we don't know whether we'll get any units from that grant yet.
What kind of savings and or benefits is the district getting from this transition to upgrade its electric school buses?
Well, probably the biggest benefit is health. Because these will be zero carbon emission vehicles. So there'll be zero emissions. Moving away from a platform that the school bus industry has used since probably the 1980s, 1970s. We're moving away from diesel because of their particulate matter and the health concerns that are caused by to the environment. So the biggest thing is obviously health. The second part would be to move to a platform that actually costs us less to both fuel up and to maintain. We expect that an electric bus will cost us about a quarter of what our diesel buses are costing us per mile because of the cost of electricity right now.
And where is the funding coming from to transition its old fleet to electric school buses? Where is the district getting its funding from? I know recently the state legislature and other lawmakers have raised $65 million in grant money to help school districts convert old buses into electric vehicles. And also the EPA has its own program, the Clean School Bus Program, that has $5 billion in funding to support the clean energy transition. Is DPS looking into transitioning and tapping into these funds from the federal government and from the state?
So the three buses that we've purchased currently are purchased off of federal money. So that would be very similar to the monies that you're talking about. Those are coming from the federal government. The grant that we just applied for is the $150 million that our governor just approved to go towards electric buses just for the state of Colorado. So we're applying for both federal and state opportunities.
Do you think that other school districts in the area will follow the footsteps of DPS? Do you know if other school districts in the Front Range have also transitioned? And if not, do you think they will follow the footsteps of DPS to follow with this transition to electric school buses?
So I originally came from Boulder Valley Schools. That's where I was employed before I came to Denver. And we had purchased the very first electric bus in the state of Colorado. So Boulder and Denver were the first districts to technically receive those buses. But we also have Aurora that is also using, now they're buying Thomas buses, we're buying Bluebirds, but they're also buying electric buses. I think that as innovation gets paid for and pricing starts to even out, I think you're going to see more districts move that direction.
Well, thank you very much for joining me in this interview. This was Albert Samoda, the Executive Director of Transportation for Denver Public Schools. And for KGNU, I am Luis Licon.